Okay. Alina, congratulations into the semi-finals. What's been working so well for you here this week in two straightforward matches, the last couple of rounds?
Well, I think there were two different kind of style matches. Very happy, you know, today could stay strong and find ways to win those two tight sets. Very happy with the way I've been serving, the way I was just fighting and finding, you know, the small opportunities to win both sets.
Speaking about the serve, I'm not sure if you saw the stats at the end. It was like 11 aces and zero double fault. Like, do you remember the last time you finished a match in this way with so many aces, no double fault, against a great opponent, a very aggressive one?
Well, I didn't see the stats yet. I mean, I talked with my coach briefly to analyze, you know, the things that I did well. I think surf really kept me today in the match, and I'm, you know, cannot complain about that. Here, the ball is flying quite quick through the air, and I'm really happy I could adjust, you know, a few things. And yeah, surf really well so far. You know, happy with that.
Looking ahead to the semis, obviously, you know, the winner of this match that's on court, you'll face next. And I know you've played Coco a few times this year and Carolina, I think, most recently last year. Just your thoughts on playing either of them, given now the surface is clay?
Yeah, it's going to be another challenge. Of course, with both of them, played long matches, three setters, and always tough battles. So yeah, try to recover. You know, now we're playing every day, which is good. I think another semifinal for me. So I try to really draw positives from today, and yeah, just generally really happy with the way I could adjust to this surface, and yeah, trying to recover quickly and be ready for tomorrow's big match.
Elina, your best result was here also semifinals so far, like at 21. How much do you remember from that match? And what do you think can help you win and come next round more?
I think that time I lost to the champion, actually, to Bardi. And I think I was serving for the match and then lost that. So it was, yeah, really heartbreaking because, yeah, this tournament for me is very special, and with the great field of players, so you want to play well. You want to. It's the first tournament on clay as well, so you want to start the season well. And very heartbreaking. But I try to not think too much about that. Tomorrow is another big match, another opportunity to give myself a chance to play in the final here. Yeah, we will see how it goes.
Hello, how do you like the atmosphere out there, the light show, music and everything? Does it suit you, or how much is it different to a usual tournament?
I love it so much. I really like, you know, the atmosphere is like this. I like, you know, when it's, you know, with engaging with the fans, and It's very special, I feel like. Yeah, for me, it makes it more fun for entertainment. It makes it more fun for players as well, and you get like a good feeling. Yeah, I enjoyed lots of people coming, lots of Ukrainian flags as well here. So for me personally, it's a great feeling.
General questions: do you have any boundaries to Germany, or how do you like it? How people and things. What do you know about Germany, culture-wise, sport-wise, whatever?
Well, I used to come when I was a bit younger. I used to come here to train, to play club matches quite a lot for Ratingen, and it was fun. I think for a couple of seasons, you know, I was in the team. Always have a great time here. Really beautiful country. So for me to come to play is always nice. The tournament's always well organized. If you take the Bad Homburg tournament, Berlin tournament here, you know, it's amazing. So, you know, cannot complain as a player.
So the other day over in France, Marta's playing the 250 in Rouen. She was talking about after her comeback win versus Katie McNally that she kind of drew to you as inspiration, you know, in that when it was kind of a difficult moment to come back in the match. I'm not sure if you saw the clip, but can you just kind of elaborate on your relationship with Marta and, you know, what it means for her to, you know, I guess, draw inspiration from you?
Yeah, actually, I made a joke. Like, we exchanged a few messages on Instagram about that because they also told her that, you know, that I was number one seed last year. I won the tournament, and now it's up for her. And I told her, oh, just low expectations for you there. But no, she's a great player, and we practice quite a bit when we are playing for our country. And, you know, she's really representing Ukraine in a decent way. And, yeah, it's great to have a bunch of young players coming up. I feel like, you know, it keeps me on my toes. And I always, you know, try to share, you know, if they want, you know, to speak or have my kind of experience from the years, always happy to do that. But it's great to have, I think, 6 or 7 players now in top 100 for Ukraine. It's really great. I think it's inspiring a younger generation, and that's what we want to have more.
Coming back for 1 second on your serve, because on the second set there was one point, probably the chance that you had to go up 5-2, and you served an ace. The umpire called it the let, and then you served the next point was an ace on the exact same spot before. Was that, like, did you try to go there for some sort of personal challenging, or like, did you just feel that trajectory?
I was thinking to change direction or not to change, and then I was like, maybe she will be thinking that I'm gonna go on the other side. So I just like tried to commit with my decision, and my serve was really good. I just touched a little bit the net court, so I felt it good at that time. So, and I, yeah, repeated it, but it just was a split second decision of where to go.